Welcome back to Nothing But the Truth. We will be getting started shortly, so please pop your popcorn, get your drinks ready, and get comfy, because you're in for a pretty wild treat. Hello, welcome back to Nothing But the Truth, where today we speak about nothing but the truth. It's just Peyton, and if you saw our last podcast, you know what the topic is already. Last week's topic was the top three worst games. This week is the top three worst foods. I guess this podcast is the top three worst things from now on. Before we get started, I would recommend a barf bucket. Now, this podcast is sponsored by Grammarly. Need help spelling? Make spelling errors in texts? Grammarly has your back. Literally. Now, they will fix any errors in a text message. It will help you become a better writer. Now, without further ado, let's get started.
Writing's not that easy, but Grammarly can help. This sentence is grammatically correct, but it's wordy and hard to read. It undermines the writer's message, and the word choice is bland. Grammarly's cutting-edge technology helps you craft compelling, understandable writing that makes an impact on your reader. Much better. Are you ready to give it a try? Installation is simple and free. Visit Grammarly.com today. Writing's not that easy, but Grammarly can help. This sentence is grammatically correct, but it's wordy and hard to read. It undermines the writer's message, and the word choice is bland. Grammarly's cutting-edge technology helps you craft compelling, understandable writing that makes an impact on your reader. Much better. Are you ready to give it a try? Installation is simple and free. Visit Grammarly.com today.
If you write anything on your computer, you need to get Grammarly.
I write pretty much all day, every day, and Grammarly makes my writing better.
As a student, I like that it's free.
It actually is correcting everything as I'm writing it.
Grammar errors, spelling errors, and even helps me find the right words to use so I can say what I want to say.
It catches all those embarrassing little mistakes before I hit send.
I downloaded Grammarly around my freshman year because I was just horrible at typing.
Grammarly is like my secret weapon for writing papers.
It's the perfect tool for your resume. You know, you don't want any errors when it's your first impression.
I use Grammarly for important emails, social media posts, which there are a lot of.
I've used every tool out there, and Grammarly is by far the best for improving your writing.
Grammarly is making me a better writer, and it's free.
I would recommend Grammarly if you're a student,
my family,
my peers, my colleagues.
It's like having your own personal proofreader for free.
Download Grammarly for free at Grammarly.com.
Number one, Casu Marzu. Now, this is a type of dish from Sardinia. Never heard of that place before. Now, this dish has ingredients such as sheep milk, cheese, and infested larvae. Sounds disgusting, right? So this dish is so bad that it is illegal in Italy because it has live animals in it. If you ever have tried this or even thought about it or researched about it, hey, come on and talk to me. Katsumatsu is created by leaving whole pecorino cheese outside with part of the rind removed to allow eggs of the cheese fly, Filofia casei, to be laid in the cheese. The cheese is safe to eat as long as the maggots are alive. If you don't believe me, search up Katsumatsu on the internet. The sound of cheese makes me want to be sick. What's your opinion on this cheese? I hope you already didn't use the barf bucket.
Good grammar and spelling are important, but if you want to write essays that inspire, messages that forge brighter connections, and emails that get the job done, you need to think about more than just grammar and spelling. This sentence is grammatically correct, but it's wordy and hard to read. It undermines the writer's message, and the word choice is bland. Grammarly's cutting-edge technology helps you craft compelling, understandable writing that makes an impact on your reader. Much better. Grammarly works where you work, on your computer or your phone. Imagine what you could do with the secrets of the world's best writers at your fingertips, anytime you need them. Are you ready to give it a try? Installation is simple and free. Visit Grammarly.com today.
Next is a food from America, pickled pig's feet. Now, you might have already heard with this, but that sounds to me like pig's feet just sauteed and soaked in pickle juice. But it has common ingredients such as black pepper, chilies, pig's feet, obviously, vinegar, salt, onion, garlic, and bay leaves. Where's the pickle juice? Well, I guess I was wrong. I have heard of this food before, but I've never wanted to try it. The sound of eating a pig's foot to me is disgusting, and it sounds so sad. Now, these feet are high in protein, and apparently a bunch of people love to eat it. Love sounds disgusting. Okay, so, like, I just don't understand, and I don't, like, just don't understand why people would want to eat this. Like, it just sounds so weird wanting to eat a pig's foot. Why should we eat an animal's foot? We are already eating bacon from a pig, and now a foot? We might as well just start being zombies and eating everybody else's foot. Okay.
If you write anything on your computer, you need to get Grammarly.
I write pretty much all day, every day, and Grammarly makes my writing better.
As a student, I like that it's free.
It actually is correcting everything as I'm writing it.
Grammar errors, spelling errors, and even helps me find the right words to use so I can say what I want to say.
It catches all those embarrassing little mistakes before I hit send.
I downloaded Grammarly around my freshman year because I was just horrible at typing.
Grammarly is like my secret weapon for writing papers.
It's the perfect tool for your resume. You know, you don't want any errors when it's your first impression.
I use Grammarly for important emails, social media posts, which there are a lot of.
I've used every tool out there, and Grammarly is by far the best for improving your writing.
Grammarly is making me a better writer, and it's free.
I would recommend Grammarly if you're a student,
my family,
my peers, my colleagues.
It's like having your own personal proofreader for free.
Download Grammarly for free at Grammarly.com.
Last and final dish. This dish is called brain sandwiches. Now, I would think this is a cute, sweet Halloween treat, but sure, I was wrong. This dish has an actual brain in it. Ew! The sandwich contains a fried brain, mustard, pickles, and raw onions, and obviously a bun. I would think, like, would they take the dead people and steal their brain, or would they kill them alive? Anyways, this comes from the United States, and are eaten mostly in the Midwest. This disgusting dish was made in the 1800s. Now, I understand people needed to eat at that time, and there was limited food, but I would never, 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 you hear me? Never eat a brain sandwich. I would think there would be blood or something in the brain. Oh, okay, Peyton. Too detailed. I hope you use that barf bucket, because if you don't, I don't know how you aren't. But I get it. People need to eat. I can only imagine eating brain sandwiches. It's like you're eating someone. Are we zombies? So, if you have ever tried any of these foods or have thought about these nasty dishes, please tell me what they taste like and why you would want to try them. If I had to choose which dish I would choose for my last meal, even though this is the hardest choice, but if I was forced to, I would have to choose the pickled pig's feet. Anyways, next week's topic is a surprise. You guys will have to wait and see. The suspense is killing me and most likely killing you guys. Now, have an awesome day, and I hope you enjoyed this disgusting podcast. Come back for next week's podcast, and remember, speak about nothing but the truth. Have a nice day today, and remember, put that barf bucket away. Bye, guys.